See Mo Gilligan live in London in November and December with Priority. If you're on O2, get Priority tickets up to 48 hours before general release right now. Don't miss Mo Gilligan live at O2 Forum Kentish Town during November and December. Unforgettable live experiences with O2. Just search Priority. O2. Terms apply.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All righty. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
All right, Kelly, out of her home studio in her basement there. Me in the home studio in downtown. I got to ask, since we're a week away from Halloween, any sign of any sort of haunted activity in your basement yet?
I'm knocking on wood. No. So far, so good. Still dealing with lots of little bugs and critters.
Yeah, can we hire a paranormal investigator to come into your house and do a seance for...
Necessary.
For Halloween?
I don't.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't.
I mean, it could be.
Yeah, I always get afraid that we're going to open some sort of portal by doing that. I don't need portals open.
No portals open?
Worlds. Okay. No, kind of would like to keep those closed if there are some.
Okay. All right. I mean, I guess.
No, I'm staring at a little bug crawling up my windowsill right now.
Okay. Well, that's nice. You know, I'm sure the little bug's not going to eat much.
I'm contemplating my actions.
Let them live, Kelly. Let them live.
I feel like I want to relocate them.
All right. Today on the show, it is Throwback Thursday day.
You know what? We should form an entire day around it. It's pretty special.
It is. It is throwbacks that you haven't heard in a while. 8:30 to about 9. It's kind of a fun little train wreck. And
it's a tradition.
Your really. Requests make up our playlist every week from about 8:30 to about 9. Free therapy. We literally talked to a listener whose wedding may be in jeopardy of being delayed due to anatomy.
Yeah, this is not a COVID situation.
No.
And it really doesn't have anything to do with the couple.
No. Next hour, about 7:30, we'll talk to her. Setting the bar stories and your feel-good stories coming up. Plus, an opportunity at $1,000. We do this every single hour. Kelly K.
This is going in my parenting binder.
Okay.
Because of a couple fourth graders, Eli and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
They live in Nebraska.
All right.
Came across a woman's stolen purse near a creek and went out of their way to return it to her.
And there was like a little river that we thought was cool, so we walked around. And then we found a purse.
Because she lost all that stuff in her, and it was probably really important.
And my mom said that normally it's a pain to like replace credit cards and stuff because she had a lot of cards in there.
Listen to those boys.
Oh my gosh, they're so precious. They had a lot of cards. Yes, a girl after my own. Probably a lot of the store credit cards.
Probably a lot of store credit cards.
Coupons and stuff, yeah. Totally, I'd be in the same bag. So it ended up belonging to Mallory Pittman Morris,
mm-hmm.
which is great, through Facebook. And with the help of a parent, they were able to successfully contact her before they ended up taking it to her house. And she was pleasantly surprised and said she never thought she'd see it again.
Holy cow. And there was credit cards still in there?
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
Absolutely. She said there was a lot of stuff in there.
Dang. Okay.
So good news.
Good for them.
Good for Eli and Sam. They are precious. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Setting the bar. All right, small examples of what not to do. Stephanie. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to discard your drugs by throwing it out your car window only to have it hit the police officer, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is unfortunate timing.
I mean, it was unfortunate all the way around. So the cop pulled Stephanie over because she was driving in the middle of the road. And so,
well, that's not good. You're supposed to share the road.
Sure.
There's a lane you're supposed to be in.
Stephanie got the nervous, I just got pulled over by the cop's sweats. And also, having realized she had a baggie of drugs on her, decided, you know what? Can't have this.
Nope. So they are not going to like to see that.
Nope. Tosses it out her passenger window, hits the police officer as the police officer is approaching the car.
Wow.
And then denies it.
Wow.
That wasn't me. I didn't.
That didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not
you're making
mine.
That out. Are you on drugs?
Is this baggie of drugs that just hit me yours? Nope. Have never seen it. She later admitted and was like, yeah, actually, you got me. That was mine.
Listen, I'm only laughing at the stupidity of that action. Mm-hmm. The drugs is nothing to laugh at. That
no.
is bad. No,
no
one should do it. It kills people. It's bad. It's illegal. Don't ever do it. People struggle with it. Not making fun of that. Making fun of the fact that she tossed him out the window and hit the cop. That was not.
No,
oh,
that's,
wow.
That's what we're making fun of.
So, yes.
Yeah, again, setting the bar. Stephanie, if you can manage, maybe we're just talking to Stephanie here. Hey.
I think we are. I think we are talking just to Stephanie. This segment dedicated to Stephanie.
Yeah. Try not to next time. Just stay off the drugs and okay. But then try not to discard your drugs by throwing it out your car window only to have it hit the police officer that has pulled you over. So, again.
Bottom line, drugs are bad.
And there you go. Setting the bar. All right, every hour we give you feel-good stories. Kill a key.
So there is this woman in California.
Mm-hmm.
She ran a mile in under 6 minutes.
Okay.
That's, which is pretty that, impressive.
I was going to say, impressive. Yeah.
However, she was also 9 months pregnant.
What?
Yeah. So her name's McKenna Myler. She said her doctors cleared her to continue running with the Valor Track Club there in Orange County, five to six times a week while pregnant.
Dang.
And here's the thing. Her hubby decides to throw down a bet.
Oh, gosh.
He bet her $100 that she could not run a mile in under 8 minutes.
Ooh.
And she decided to take on that challenge.
Oh, my gosh. She crushed it.
She crushed it in 5 minutes and 25 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's sprinting.
Yeah, now, when you consider that the average time for a female runner to complete a mile is 10 minutes, 40 seconds, and then she's carrying another human being in her midsection.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not even like on a backpack. It's right there,
no.
right there in her front.
That is not comfortable, especially when you are in the home stretch of the pregnancy. I remember it is not comfortable.
Now, I remember, like, when my wife was pregnant with Zoe, she continued running until she burned her foot and then obviously had to stop. But
took her out of commission,
yeah, I mean, doctor was like, yeah, I mean, baby's safe.
Impressive.
You can do whatever you want. I mean, you know, whatever you want, in quotes.
Was not doing that.
Okay.
Because I was not doing that before I was pregnant.
Yeah, it's not like you get pregnant and you're like, hey,
I'm going to start being a runner.
I'm going to do this now. All right. Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty amazing. I'll tweet out the video. You can see her like a boss, like beast mode at Ben and Kelly Show.
Again, winning word, tour, T-O-U-R. You can get that into the website at WDJX.com for that shot at $1,000 worth of Karen's cash, and you could be just like Karen, who won who won just yesterday.
No way! Oh my god!
I know!
That is so exciting.
Right? Exciting! You're not going to call the manager now, are you?
Thank you!
You are welcome. A very pleasant Karen there.
See ya!
It is possible.
It's perfect.
It is perfect. So yeah, tour, T-O-U-R. Get that in, WDJX.com. Be just like Karen and win that money.
I was waiting for this to happen.
I know, 7 DJX. Oh, Kelly, are you ready?
Oh, sportsy. Sports.
Tonight, 9 o'clock.
What's happening?
The third and final debate in the presidential election. I'm throwing this in the sports category.
Are you kidding? This is... really?
And in this corner, the incumbent wearing a suit, President Trump. And in this corner, the challenger, former Vice President Biden. Their mics are going to be muted when they're not talking, so that's a change.
Right. They should give them some chairs and put them in a ring.
I think that defeats the purpose. Well, it would make it more fun. You're right, and more of like a sports segment right now. It's going to be...
Give them, like, the big oversized boxing gloves. That'd be fun.
Or no, those sumo costumes.
Yeah, that too.
The big sumo costumes.
Yeah, put them in the inflatable sumo...
Yeah, Kelly and I have done that before. That's fun.
Yeah! I did get knocked back. You got to wear a helmet, because I got knocked backwards once, and that did hurt.
The moderator. All right. They're both in their sumo costumes. All right. Discuss healthcare. And then boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Just discuss bellies the entire time.
The economy. Boom, boom, boom. So.
Yeah.
So, 9 o'clock on our news partner, Wave 3. You can see the sporting event of the night.
Fun times.
Fun times.
Get some snacks. It's going to be great.
So there you go. Like I said, that's sports.
Sports. Okay.
All right. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Coming up, free therapy. We talked to a listener whose wedding could be delayed because of a certain female body part.
And it's not on the bride. We'll say that.
Is it on the groom?
Now.
We'll find out.
Listen, it doesn't have anything to do with the couple. Which makes it even weirder when we say it like that, isn't it? It's really weird.
Yeah, well, we'll discuss free therapy in about 12 minutes. Do we need to have a ceremony for Quibi? And you're like...
Oh, R.I.P. Quibi. Yeah. Oh, R.I.P.
And you may be listening going,
What's Quibi?
Yeah, exactly.
What are they talking about? What kind of language is that?
Yeah, Quibi, I don't know if you recall, but this had the backing of a bunch of different celebrities.
Well, and Jeffrey Katzenberg, who is a big-time, you know, Hollywood behind-the-scenes guy, like, founded it. And they had, like, a ton of what looked like really good shows.
Yeah, so the whole premise of this service was it was like 12-minute shows.
On your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it was meant for your cell phone.
And it was going to be over and done, short little snackable segments, but nobody bought into it.
Oh,
nobody.
Man, just 6 months. Just 6 months.
Oh, so.
And no more.
It was gone so soon.
Oh, man.
What do I do with my Quibi merch that I purchased?
What is Nikki Fresh going to do, a.k.a. Nicole Richie?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that looks like a pretty funny show.
All right. So, anyways.
Liam Hemsworth. He was in a really good-looking one. Like, Liam Hemsworth. Yeah. Oh, what's he going to do for work?
Jennifer Lopez was in there. Kevin Hart.
Chrissy Teigen. She had some sort of judge show, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, all right.
Oh, and didn't they do a Punk'd Chance the Rapper?
Oh, I think didn't they did.
Yeah, was that, I think he had Punk'd.
Was that for Quibi?
Man. Oh, yeah, it was, I think.
This is just, you know, you just hate to see things like this happen, right?
Yeah, just, you know, there's a zillion other streaming platform choices. I think that was the problem.
You know, I was never going to be a part of Quibi, but I was rooting for it.
Sure.
Yeah, I was never,
fun
ever.
To know it existed.
Yeah, I was never, ever going to pay money to be a part of Quibi.
No.
No, never, never. Uh-uh. But, you know.
Nobody.
It was, I was giving it the old... You know, college thumbs up. Like, hey.
I'd watch whatever was on YouTube.
That's right. I'd wait for the Quibi shows to go to YouTube, and then I'd watch them there.
That's where I learned about it.
All right, coming up, it's free therapy. And Amy, she's allowing us to call her on her upcoming wedding. And there's an issue with sister-in-law, or sister-in-law-to-be, okay?
Well, I'm hoping that the family she's marrying into isn't listening. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm kind of hoping they are. All right, so that's coming up, free therapy on the way. Every week at this time, we open up the show to you. You know, if you've got an issue, maybe relationship problem, you come to us. You come to Ben and Kelly because we can work it out for you. Trust us.
And it's free.
And it's free.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, Amy.
Good morning.
Okay, so thanks for allowing us to contact you. Will you walk us through the Facebook message you sent us?
Okay. Well, yeah. I recently got engaged.
Congratulations.
Yes. My wonderful fiance. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. But here's here's the hiccup. Immediately after announcing our engagement to our families, mm-hmm. My future sister-in-law took me aside and had a serious chat with me. Oh. She says she is saving up to get breast implants. It doesn't want us to marry until she gets it done. Because she doesn't want to look bad in the photos. So and here's the thing. She's 2 years away from saving up to get the breast implants. And she wants to look perfect in the wedding photo. And sure. she says she'll be heartbroken if we get married against her wishes.
Oh, okay.
So what does your fiance think about all this? Is he cool with this? Does he think this is a good idea?
Well, the trouble is my fiance says we should hold off.
Really?
Because he knows his sister is going to cause tons of problems. He hates confrontation. He doesn't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want the family drama. Plus, he says we live together, so we're kind of already living as a married couple.
Oh. And
I get that. But here's the thing. He said, okay, if I don't want to hold off on the wedding, we could just pay for her breast implants.
Am I
just crazy for wanting to marry into this family?
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe that he's considering holding off on the wedding for 2 years.
I can't even believe it. But, I mean, I don't want to cause a war over our wedding.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hold off my wedding so that my sister-in-law's boobs look good. I mean,
sounds so crazy to say.
Right.
And the thing is, it's a wedding. So it's like, Amy, you're going to have to, these are people that are going to be in your life forever. So this is a delicate balance. So anyways, hang out. We got a bunch of people texting in. Maybe we can help with how you approach this next. Okay.
Okay.
Christy texts in and says, this is your first sign of how the rest of your life is going to go.
I know, but you know what? I get that it's like you're marrying him, not the family, but still.
Dan suggests talking to the parents about it. Like, yo, get your daughter in check.
That is a good point. She may not. Like, she needs to kind of prepare herself for the fact she's not going to have, like, a picturesque, perfect relationship with her sister-in-law.
But at least her sister will have a perfect chest.
That's great.
502-571-9970.
I cannot believe, first of all, that the sister-in-law is going to be so unbelievably selfish, and B, that the groom is fine with it because he wants to avoid drama.
A bunch of people texting in and commenting at 502-571-9970. Janice says the sister should just buy those bra inserts, make herself feel like she's already had the surgery. Problem solved. She can afford them now. What are they called? Chicken cutlets? Put the little chicken cutlets in there?
Got another text. Maybe the future sister-in-law should work on a better personality and get married herself so she can look great in her own photos.
Oh, my. Star says, I know this isn't ideal to have the best of both worlds, but go ahead and pay for her boob job so you can get married sooner, and then she's saving up to pay you back instead.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe if they've got the means, but.
But it's tough because, weddings are expensive. So you're already, paying for all of that, if they are taking on some of that expense themselves and not, like, the parents doing a lot of it. Courtney chimes in and said, Amy, you just need to meet in the middle, buy her a bombshell bra from Victoria's Secret. Push those bad boys up. Sorry to say, but your future sister-in-law is going to be a monster-in-law. Usually it's the moms, but I guess you just got lucky.
So I am surprised at how many people are saying cut and run. Because remember at the end, Amy was just like, am I crazy for marrying into this family? There are so many people who are commenting that are saying, it's never going to change. You need to leave. Like, people are vicious. Like, what if, like, she's marrying the fiance.
That is easier said for the people that are standing outside the situation looking in. he could be an amazing guy.
Maybe.
He just happens to have a little crazy surrounding him in the family. Mm-hmm. But you are marrying him, not the family, but you do need to figure out a way to make that work too.
I mean, maybe she is marrying into the family. Hey, I tell you what. You come
we
and
all
be-
live together.
So, yes, a conversation needs to be said, but you can comment, you can let your voice be heard on Facebook or Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to continue commenting. But either way, I think, she's got to approach it with the sister, and there's got to be some sort of middle ground where she can get married on her timeline and the sister can feel good about the situation too, because yes, it is a lifetime and the sister's going to be a part of their life, because family, it's family, you know?
Here we go. Just send her this tape.
We'll send her a little MP3.
Ah, there you
and
go.
Just like, you know what? Let us be the bad guys in our little peanut gallery telling you like it is, and then maybe it'll spark some sense into her, right?
You know, I mean, is it wrong to want to see a picture of the wedding after it happens?
No. In fact, I want to be invited.
Every hour, feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
Speaking of winning.
Yeah?
I'm gonna call this feel good.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So listen, there is a couple in Sweden that decided to name their child, which feel good, had a baby, very exciting, after their internet provider. They're going to name the child after the internet provider.
What's the feel good in this?
It was a contest. Well, here's the thing. So they were offering up free internet for 18 years to families who named their child after them. Do you want to know what the name
of
the streaming service or the internet provider is?
Yes.
Twi-Fi. So the internet provider chose Twiffus for a boy.
Okay.
Or Twiffia for a girl.
And that's what they went with?
So they went with Twiffia.
Oh, it's a little girl.
Now, the parents who decided to go with this, remaining anonymous, but the mom says, for me, the name Twiffia also stands for connection in this context, for an eternal bond. See?
Okay.
What they're doing there?
Okay.
So, and Twiffia will be the child's middle name rather than her first name. And again, 18 years of that.
18 years of free internet.
Free internet. Yeah.
Okay.
Which sounds like we could use a little bit of that.
Okay. All right.
That's a feel good, right?
Sure.
It's feel good because yay, new child.
Yeah.
Family. And then yay.
Yay for
free internet.
Free internet for
18 years.
For Twiffia.
Yeah, good.
Here's the thing, though. After 18 years, Twiffia is still going to have the name Twiffia, and she's not going to have free internet anymore.
Well, it's, again, a middle name. I mean, my middle name is Diane. It doesn't affect my life at all. Nobody calls me that.
Now I will. Thank you, Diane, for that feel-good segment.
What is yours, Eugene? I forget.
That's my dad.
I'm sorry, Benjamin Aaron.
Yes, it's Aaron.
Right?
Yeah. Can't believe you. Okay.
I like Eugene, though.
That is my dad. Maybe you, like Kelly, are sitting there thinking, I want to watch a movie, but I also want to watch Shirtless Men. I want to find the probability of me seeing a shirtless man in this movie. What should I watch? Well, now there's an answer to that question.
Thank goodness there are people that thought, you know what I need to spend my time doing? I need to spend my time figuring out which actors are shirtless the most in movies.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pour through just hours and hours and hours of movie footage and try to find just how many seconds different actors are shirtless on film.
Yeah, so if you want to watch a movie starring Daniel Craig, chances are he will be shirtless, as he is the number one actor who spends the majority of his time without a shirt on.
And thank goodness for that, right? I mean, it's really a public service when you think about it. Which, sidebar, by the way, there's an interview of they auctioned off a bunch of like James Bond stuff for charity.
And so there's a scene where in, I think it was Casino Royale, mm-hmm. where he's coming out of the ocean. He's wearing these little like blue
trunks. Yes.
Trunks. And they auctioned those off. Do you want to know how much money those pulled in?
I don't. How much?
Over $57,000. Over $57,000 for his teeny weeny little trunks.
That is a woman getting those trunks for her man.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Go on. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I want you to look like him.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, thank goodness that there are the usual suspects on the list. You got your Zac Efron. Mm-hmm. You got, Daniel Craig. But there are some also other people that maybe you're like, oh, that's unexpected. Okay, so here's the rest of the list. And you know what? I apologize. I haven't actually been able to go through and find shirtless moments from all these people, but you got your Zac Efron at only number 10, 694 seconds shirtless mm-hmm. on film. Leonardo DiCaprio, number 9.
Right.
Colin Farrell.
Okay.
Then Charlie Hunnam.
Don't know him.
Christian Bale.
Heard of him.
Michael Fassbender.
Don't know him.
He's from like the X-Men.
Okay, exactly. Don't know him.
Okay. That's right. Superhero movies you don't do. Jake Gyllenhaal, 913 seconds shirtless on film.
Oh, I can't quit you.
And Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right.
That right.
Yeah.
Because he likes to spend the majority of his life shirtless, and we appreciate that about him. 1,026 seconds shirtless on film. Sylvester Stallone is number 2.
Oh, well, you think about Rambo. He runs around the entire, he did 18 movies for Rambo and for Rocky. All those movies, he's without a shirt.
That is true.
So it makes sense.
I forgot about all that.
Yeah, Bridget texts in and says, didn't this idea get stolen from Knocked Up? Yeah, didn't they get high and they were thinking, hey, how many?
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but that makes sense.
Right. All right.
So, again, hashtag blessed that, again, people at this website called Bingo Sites decided, you know what? We're going to put some serious time into this. We're going to figure this out.
All right,
and compile this list for you. There you go.
And you're welcome.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, it's that magical time of the week when we throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back to back. It's always kind of crazy. We're already getting requests in, and if you want to hear something, make sure you tweet it to us at Ben and Kelly Show or at 997DJX or text it to us 502-571-9970 and maybe hear it in the mix. You just never know.
Throwback Thursday is on 997DJX.
Jennifer rolls in with a tweet. I think it's only appropriate to play my humps today after the free therapy talk about boobs.
Hashtag. Oh, yeah. The sister-in-law wants the wedding pushed off for 2 years so she can get boobs.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk.
I'm gonna get on me.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 997DJX. Your texts, your tweets make up the playlist here. I got a tweet. Happy Thursday. Could you please play Love Story? Haven't heard that in a while. Aw, that's so sweet.
That's so polite. Oh, so polite. I mean, you're not going to turn down that kind of politeness.
And it would be great to hear it on today's Throwback Thursday. Thank you so much in advance.
Oh, good manners.
Oh, manners. Manners.
Manners.
Mean
they
something.
Count.
Yes, they do count. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. You know, here we do. We play a bunch of songs at your suggestion. So if you got one, you can always text it into us, 502-571-9970. Shelby simply just says, buttons? Pussycat dolls? What
question
it do?
Mark?
Yeah. What it do, baby boo?
What it do, baby boo?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you want to play.
Thursday on 99.7 DJX, starting to get the angsty Texan. Is it going to be one of those moody, emo type of days?
Uh-oh. It's looking like that.
Yeah, Casey rolls in with, can I hear Headstrong by Trap because it's one of those days. Oh. Okay.
Oh, we hope it gets better.
We do hope it gets better. Nothing like a little rock to get you going. So when I said emo, emo because Lisa's rolling in. Hey, in response to Taylor Swift's love story, can you play She Hates Me? Because that's more accurate for today.
Oh, wow. I love it. Wow. I love everything that's happening.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Those emo feels rolling through.
Dang.
Met a girl, thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. Been a trap, trip I can't grip.
Now 99.70 Jack LaRock.
I noticed that head bobbing, head banging.
I know, yeah.
That
yeah, feels
yeah,
good.
All that. Yeah.
Christina rolls in via text message. That was the most Ned Flanders way of saying, what it do, baby boo? I'm crying, I'm laughing so hard. Oh, with the, what it do, baby boo?
You doing Snoop Dogg and buttons. I love it. I love everything about it.
All right.
Kate texts, Ben and Kelly, my husband and I both have COVID.
Oh, no. Hopefully...
So I'm stuck in the house with him for 14 days.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I love the song Run It by Chris Brown. He doesn't.
Oh.
So please play it.
There is a definite edge to today's Throwback Thursday. I'm feeling
yeah.
it.
They're a snark.
I'm feeling it. Throwback Thursday.
Let me talk to you. Tell you how it is.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Mackenzie tweets, this is the best Throwback Thursday mix ever. All my personalities are jamming today. I mean, when you're feeling some sort of way, I mean, we're definitely getting that emo vibe right now. Kelly J rolls in with, need some Holiday Inn, please. We got gotcha. You.
Oh, now we're moving to sassy.
What you doing?
Chilling at the Holiday Inn. Me and my peeps, won't you go? Ooh, I'm going to hit all
shit.
Throwback Thursday.
Me and my peeps, won't you
go? On 99.7 EJX.
Renee texted in. She's like, TBT today needs to be available on a mix CD. I'm jamming and cleaning.
Oh, jamming and cleaning.
Awesome.
All that. Throwback Thursday.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. Ain't got no
Throwback Thursday.
In my pocket.
99.7 EJX. Listen, there is a pull on the universe on this Throwback Thursday. We've got the emo, and then we've got the, like love story love, which is happening. So, Jonas Brothers Love Bug? Really?
Oh, wow.
Throwback Thursday?
Oh, wow.
I loved you for the first time yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Aw, so sweet. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Jessica is like, I'm here for this mood. I don't know if she's talking about the love or if she's talking about the angst, which... is pulling at both here. Pulling at both. You got a text message, Kelly?
Yeah, Rex, the dump truck driver.
Yeah?
Said, I could be down for just 5 seconds. You know the button.
Oh, five seconds of
Little man as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how... You remind me.
I mean, you know I can't just do 5 seconds, right?
No, I didn't know when that's it.
All right, fine. Aaron's all like, hey, in the car for 9 hours with my 3-year-old today, but still streaming y'all and introducing my hubby to you. Can we introduce my 9-year-old or my 3-year-old with Nelly? Okay, sure.
Oh, my God. There's so many thoughts. This is amazing.
3-year-old. Hey, must be the money. Let's go. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Steven texts in, Ben, I'm going to need you to play ABC by the Jackson 5. I haven't heard that in a really long time. No, Steven, sorry.
Yeah, because it's ancient.
Yeah, I can't do that. But I'm going to turn around and do this because this text is wild. We need to hear the vibe song. Are you serious?
Oh wow. Oh, now Steven's going to be angry.
The cranberry juice guy.
Yeah, no.
Listen,
all right.
I can't believe someone actually made a song about the TikTok viral video. This is wild. It's 70.
That's amazing.
Okay. We're getting some text messages from listeners. Go back to angst. Need some pink. Okay, yeah. Nothing says angst like pink does, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
Please
don't come around, talk about her, what's her name? All it sounds like to me is new game.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Thought I'd be much better off without you.
Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, you ain't running game.
Say my name,
you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change?
Say my name,
if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, say my name.
Throwback Thursday definitely has a vibe to it, like an angst versus love sort of vibe.
And with a little sass.
A little sass. I'm kind of here for that.
Yeah, I am kind of here for it too. Jenny said, celebrating buying a house and getting married. My friend celebrating 1 year sober. Can we get All I Do Is Win?
Well,
that's a lot to celebrate.
I'll give you the anthem.
There it is. For you.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Thursday on 99.7
EJX. By the way, Kate texted, y'all, as soon as that came on, my husband belted, say my name, say my name. I was on the phone with my boss.
That's great. That is great. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Ready, set, let's go.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Get to a text from a listener. I work at the local hospital, hotspot of COVID, ready to go sweat myself out in full PPE. All right. Thank you for what you're doing. Appreciate that. Got another text that just says from Christy. I need some TI. All right. We can do that.
That's all you need to say.
Hey, Jill.
We got you.
Oh, sugar daddy.
We got
sugar,
your fam.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX.
Sam says, listen, y'all ghosted me for 3 weeks. Don't do it again.
Oh, wow.
It's Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Oh, gosh. How are you going to... I'm going to say that and then roll with a request
know,
like
right?
Marky Mark.
I know, right? Well, can't say no again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kids, this is Mark Wahlberg. He's an actor. All right? Used to be in a group called Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. They had a hit called Good Vibrations.
He was education for Benson, the three-year-old.
Throwback Thursday. There you go. Black and white video, Marky Mark shirtless, wet, all that. It has all
that. Aaron said, well, now you just made my day. So, job all done.
All right. Yeah, Allison texts in, Mark Wahlberg was a singer? Yep, welcome to it.
OMG.
This is it. And you know what? Getting jiggy with it, that was Will Smith, the actor, too. It's amazing how...
Mind-blown information.
Throwback Thursday. Coming to an end there. We do it every single week from about 8:30 to about 9. Throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Back to back to back to back. Your requests make up the playlist.
Oh, man. Oh, sorry. We couldn't get to everybody. There's so many requests. We're doing our best. We'll have to buy some of them on iTunes because there's some of them we don't have.
Yeah, some of y'all are pulling out some like B-side music. Like,
that's not right.
Listen, hey, I appreciate you wanting us to play it for you, but we also have to consider the 5 other people who are listening to this. So,
and listen, Ashley is having her 5th anniversary on Saturday with her hubby. I'm sorry we couldn't get to her song, but we wanted to give her a shout out. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. All right. Throwback Thursday there on 99.7 DJX. So we heard a little of the vibe song, the Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. On Throwback Thursday, of course, that from the Cranberry Juice skateboarding guy that's kind of gone viral, you know, over the past couple weeks.
It was Cran Raspberry. Yeah. We should probably mention that.
Okay, yeah. So that song, I don't know if you've recognized the lift that that dude gave not only the band Fleetwood Mac, but Ocean Spray Cranberry Juice. So Dreams became the oldest non-holiday title to reach the top 10 on Billboard streaming songs chart.
Get out.
It was number one on iTunes. I mean, and this song was released back in the 70s?
I think so.
Ocean Spray saw a huge spike to their sales.
And because he reminded us how delicious Cran Raspberry drink is.
Yeah. And so, and back to Fleetwood Mac. they have had a 20% boost just from week to week. So every week it's getting bigger. So they're just riding this wave.
A new generation is discovering them.
I know. It's insane. So,
which is funny because around our house, like our kids have been getting into 80s videos. Like they're totally enjoying like 80s jams that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
They were so into Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Been obsessed with watching that.
Or The Girl Is Mine. That's another good one. Yeah.
Yes. The Girl Is Mine. Another good one. Yeah, there's a ton. Thomas Dolby, She Blinded Me with Science.
Oh my gosh.
You're into that? Wow. Okay. I mean, yeah, so obscure.
Love it. So anyways, Fleetwood Mac living their best life right now. Thanks to, what was his name? Dog Boy, I think is his,
I think that was his handle.
User yeah. handle. Yeah. Who's, surfboard, skateboard, ocean spray, crayon raspberry drinking vibe, TikTok video. Has propelled a lot of businesses to earn a lot more money.
And listen, I mean, that was spawned from like, he had a flat tire. So that was how he was dealing with, you know, all right, I'm going to get there this way.
Yep.
I'm just going to like longboard and I'm going to sip on my crayon raspberry juice.
And just vibe.
And listen to some Fleetwood Mac and vibe.
That's right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so we're going to give you a setting the bar story. These are examples of what not to do. And let me play for you the opening of the news report. All right.
Pair of masked bandits who forced their way into a Peninsula bank and then led police on a foot pursuit.
Man.
Oh, that's not good.
No, that sounds kind of testy and scary and you know.
And against the law-y.
And bank robbery. Right, exactly. Set of the bar, small examples of what not to do. So I'm going to go ahead and play for you the opening line from CBS 5 in San Francisco.
Pair of masked bandits who forced their way into a Peninsula bank and then led police on a foot pursuit won't be facing any prison time. In fact, they're already free.
What?
Okay, what just happened? What just happened? Because what it started out with, that's all really bad, right? That's
yeah.
frowned upon?
And still setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a bank, damaging the place, and then not even stealing any money, you're doing okay.
Two raccoons. Wandering around, helping themselves to whatever they wanted.
Two raccoons
there it is.
Broke into a bank there in San Francisco, ransacked the place, and had to be shooed off.
The small Chase private client offices were closed and supposedly as secure as a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Police arrived and called the Peninsula Humane Society.
Yeah, so the police got there. They were like, because, you know, the alarms go off or whatever. Police get there and they're like, yeah, we're going to call the Humane Society to figure this out. So, so they get them, they shoo them off and, that's that. And apparently they got in through a vent in the ceiling. So,
oh wow.
I mean, they
in
were
the ceiling.
Yes. They were full
oh,
on
crazy.
Like Mission Impossible style. Hey, we're getting in.
Dang.
So I will say there was one item that they did steal and that was a box of cookies.
Oh, yeah, well.
You know, break room, cookies.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Hashtag hangry.
That's right. And they're like, no, we can't eat money. That's no good to us. But cookies. Ah.
Ooh, cookies, yeah.
So there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a bank, damaging the place, and then not even stealing any money, doing okay. Because if you're going to go
wait a second. Are we directing this at raccoons?
I mean, I
is
don't
this
know.
Segment just for raccoons?
Maybe.
Is that what we're...
Kelly, listen, you're putting way too much pressure on the value of this story here. I think...
Well, maybe in the show, we directed it at Stephanie.
Yes.
One person named Stephanie. So is this one just... Are we kind of doing like a little...
Yes.
Super serving some clients here?
Yeah, sure. Raccoons, if you are within the sound of our voice and you are listening, don't break into banks, damage the place, and then... steal a bunch of cookies.
Well, we're multifaceted, are we not?
Yeah, there you go. That's setting the bar. You can get a hold of us many different ways by texting us at 502-571-9970 on social media at Ben and Kelly Show. Or you can do the old school thing and email the show. Got an email from Jermaine. And let me just preface this by saying there's some questions that I have behind this email. Although it is sweet and touching in nature, I just have questions, and I'll tell you why, Kelly, in just a sec.
Okay.
Jermaine says, can you give my pregnant girlfriend a shout out and that I love her to Kristen? Aw, that's very nice. Okay.
That's sweet.
So here's my question. Girlfriend is not one word. It's two words. So can you give my pregnant girlfriend a shout out? So is this a woman who is just a friend? Who happens to be a girl, or is she your girlfriend? You know what I mean?
I am going to assume girlfriend is supposed to be one word.
That if she's pregnant, they're more than just, she's more than just a girl who's a friend?
Well, if he is trying to give her a shout out on the radio, yes. I feel like just for like a buddy who's a girl and is pregnant, we're not going to go the extra mile of trying to give a shout out on the radio. I feel like this is romance.
Ah, okay. So you feel like perhaps Jermaine has some carnal knowledge of this situation?
Maybe. He didn't necessarily say baby daddy, but
no,
we're
he didn't.
Assuming.
No, I guess we are assuming. Man.
We are assuming when he says my pregnant girlfriend.
This is like, you're right. We don't know if he's the daddy. We don't know this. This is like
But we are, because he wrote it like that, I'm assuming. We can only assume, I feel like.
There is so much behind this story that is unanswered that we need answers for.
I feel like we really made it super beyond awkward, though.
Well,
like, did we really, like, do him service?
We did.
Jermaine? Like, I feel like we messed it up.
No.
Like, can we just go back to super sweet? Like, hey, I want to give her a shout out.
Listen, you got to understand that we make everything awkward. It's not,
this is true.
It's not just you. Right, for sure. All right, so if you missed anything on the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. Otherwise, another shot at $1,000 coming up here in just a few minutes, just after 10. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.